Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having a new friend on the show with us. Shannon Poulsen is here. Shannon is the author of The Grit Factor, Courage, Resilience, and Leadership in the Male-Dominated Organization in the World. Shannon the Girl, I have a friend whose name is Lonnie. She says, I'm Lonnie the Girl. Shannon is a former officer in the Army Aviation. She was one of the first women to fly an Apache helicopter. She spent a number of years as a leader there. She spent a number of years in the corporate world. And she knows all about leadership, and she's written a book called The Grit Factor, and we're going to talk about that. Shannon, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. It's so good to be with you.
It's good to have you here, and thank you for your service. I'm proud of you for what you've done, for the barriers that you broke down, and from what I can tell, you did it with style, and also made it look good. I've got your picture right here on the cover of your book. So, Shannon, what was the first thing that you experienced when you went into the military? What was the first thing that you experienced where you said, oh, this is what happens when you're a female in the military? What was the first thing that happened?
Well, you know, the story that I always remember is when I was still a cadet in ROTC, and I was part of the National Guard for my last 2 years of college as part of this program called a simultaneous membership program.
Yep.
So I'd been drilling with the National Guard in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I drove to the state aviation office towards the end of my senior year to get my assignment for the year ahead. And I reported to the colonel, and I, you know, was trying not to shake, and I was not even commissioned, still just a college student, and he was, you know, probably late 30s, which seemed old at that point, sat behind this desk that seemed as wide as the room with these shiny plate glass windows that ran up behind him, and he asked me to sit down, and we exchanged a couple of pleasantries back and forth before what I'll never forget, when he stopped mid-sentence, leaned back in his chair, looked down his nose at me, and they realized, you will never fly an attack aircraft.
Oh, no.
And I looked back at him.
Oh, no.
And I recognized his comment for what it was meant to be, which was mean and small, because, you know, at the time, attack aircraft weren't open to women to fly.
Right, right.
And so you've spent your time in uniform as well, and I know your son is in uniform right now, so you understand I just said yes, sir, because there's times when that's the only thing that there is to say. But
it's called discretion is the better part of valor.
Oh, there you go.
But I'm gonna bet that was the best thing he could have said to you.
I think that's right. And, you know, when Congress lifted the combat exclusion clause and all of the aircraft were open to women and men to fly, I went and went to flight school. I graduated as an undergraduate and was trained in the Apache.
Yeah.
So I think
yeah.
You're right. It was certainly a prompt.
No kidding. No. That's when you've got grit, and that's what your book's all about. I think I have one or two to rub together. When you've got grit, that kind of thing, you know, is where you say, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
That's right. Or at least go out and do it, right?
Well, you know, and I've had that to happen. And by the way, that kind of behavior doesn't just happen to women. I've had my people, I've had my share of people to discount me. And I've gone back to them later, and in my own way, without being disrespectful, I've gone back and said, "Oh yeah," and so good for you for not and I mean you demonstrate well part of grit is knowing when to fight your battles, isn't it? That discretion is a better part of valor. Grit is surviving to fight another day too, isn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Angela Duckworth defined it as passion and perseverance towards a long-term goal. I've always thought of it as a dogged determination in the face of difficult circumstances. And either way you look at it, you've got to just keep on going. That's right.
Well, of course, when I thought it, when I saw your book, I thought about the movie True Grit, you know, and one of my wife's favorite terms to say to me is that's mighty big talk for a one-eyed fat man. So I get that a lot, but anyway, so one of the things that you talk about in your book is commit. Another one is learn.
Yes.
And then there are others. And we come back after these messages, folks. We're going to let Shannon talk to us some more about this. It's all about women making their way in the world and having a fair chance and as much of an even chance as they can. And I think sometimes when things are stacked against you, that's when your best comes out. And I think we have a story of that in Shannon Poulsen right here. 20 Tail, right back after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I don't know
why they don't explode. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.